Thanks, Cardiff.
Yes, I'm calling about that offer that you made for the loan.
Okay, great. Did you receive something from us in the mail?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation number?
2511-0401-0029-2625.
Okay, great. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Yeah, the number, it's area code 619-287-2566.
Okay, great. Is this for Diamond Concrete Supply?
Yes.
Okay. But this is the business line, correct?
Oh, no, the one I'm calling is my private line.
Oh, you are. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Are you still at the 9641 Dodson Way address in Villa Park?
Yeah, that's my home address, yes.
Oh, it's your home address. Okay. Let's see here. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Bill. Actually, my name is Guillermo. I go by Bill.
Guillermo? Okay. Perfect. Let's see here. So you're not too far from us. We're in San Diego.
Yeah, the business is in San Diego.
The business is in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay. What is that address?
10124 Channel Road, Lakeside, California, 92140.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, we just bought the truck cash. We paid like $200,000 cash. And actually, we need money for a working capital.
Okay, I'm sorry, you just bought what?
Yeah, we bought one truck, yes.
Oh, you bought a truck. Okay. And did you pay cash for that?
Yeah, we pay cash, yes.
Oh, okay. What kind of truck was that?
It's a Peterbilt.
Peterbilt, okay.
Yeah, cement mixer truck.
Oh, okay. And was there a reason that you didn't finance it?
Well, I placed the order for the truck, and I had some credit cards, you know, that they sent me, but they were agents.
Okay, did
and
you already...
I got to work through the bank, you know, and I said, I just forget it.
Did you
and
already...
The interest rate was too high.
The interest rate was too high? Oh, okay.
Yes.
What was the... at the bank or on the credit cards?
It was the credit cards.
Oh, you were going to put it on the credit card. Okay. We, offer equipment financing. When did you purchase that?
Last month.
Last month? Okay. Would you be interested in being reimbursed for the cash you paid and just do a conventional equipment finance loan where you just have a monthly payment?
Yeah, probably we can do that, yes.
Okay. How much was that truck?
We pay $180.
$180 for the truck? Okay. And was it brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we have some really good programs. We could reimburse you that cash and then turn that into a five-year loan where you would just have a monthly payment and you would have all that capital back. Mm. We can do that with new purchases. Between, I think 60 days is the longest usually we'll go. So only for new purchases that have just occurred.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can look into that. And then you said you needed some working capital as well?
Well, we got involved with that $290,000 that we don't need it, you know.
Yeah, I think that would be your best bet because We do have unsecured capital. However, if we do this where we reimburse you, it would be a secured loan and you would get a much better rate than an unsecured cash program.
Okay.
Okay. Was that purchased here locally, the Peterbilt?
No, actually it was purchased in Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
Yes.
So what we would just need is the proof of payment. And when you purchased this truck, was it just the truck or were there other parts that came with the truck as well?
It was the mixer, the cement mixer.
Okay, but is that
from the truck.
All one piece or is it two
truck.
Separate pieces?
One piece.
Was one piece, okay. Okay, perfect. So let's do this. What is a good email address for you?
Yeah, it's Bill.
Mm-hmm.
At diamondconcrete.co, that's you.
Diamondconcrete.com.
That's you, that's you, that's co.
Oh, dot co, okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And it looks like we have a reference here from some prior financing with Financial Pacific. Do you recall that in the past, a few years ago?
Financial Pacific. Maybe.
Yeah. It's for equipment financing. It looks like it was in December 2014. We have a reference here.
Maybe.
No. Okay. That's okay. All right. So what I will do, Bill, is I will email you what we need to issue an approval. And did you wire those funds to that dealership, or did you write a check? How did you pay for that?
Yeah, we wrote the check.
You wrote a check, okay. So we would just want to see a copy of that as well as the original, the bill of sale as well.
Okay.
Okay. And that's pretty much it. Are you the sole owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Oh, for 20 years.
20 years, great. How is everything going?
No, we're pretty busy.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
So do you drive from Villa Park to San Diego every day?
No. I got back out here in San Diego, too.
Oh, you do?
Mondays. Yeah, I come on Mondays and I leave Fridays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that would be a long drive every day.
For every day, it's a long drive.
Every day, yeah, it would be hard.
Once a week, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, once a week's not bad at all. Okay, perfect. So I will send this over, and then we will go from there.
Okay, one question. What will be the payments on, let's say, $190,000?
You know, I don't know exactly. How is your personal credit?
It's good.
It's good? Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. I mean, without even... Is it 180 or 190?
180. Yeah, it's 180. It's fine.
It was 180. Okay. So,
yes. If
you had 180 over 5 years, this is with no interest, that would be
$3,000.
That would be just 180. So that's not even the interest. So once we turn this around, obviously there's interest involved in financing. But the factors that we look at are time in business and credit and the type of equipment you're financing, which are all very strong for you. So you should qualify for something that will be pretty good, I think.
Okay.
So I will send this over shortly, and all my contact information will be on there as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going to wait for that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.